Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Jimmy and Jay Uso, the real-life twin brothers who are a tag team, a dynamite tag team here in the WWE, which comes to Verizon Center here in D.C. For WWE SmackDown tonight. Thanks for joining us.
No problem,
thanks for having us, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. Today's March 3rd. I think it was 1 year ago today you guys pinned the Outlaws for the tag title.
It was. Yeah, March 3rd. Yeah, where was it?
Special day, man. In Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, it was in Chicago?
Yeah.
Remind our audiences, how did that go down? I mean, this was the Road Dogg.
First
Jesse
off,
James,
yeah, I'm about to say, we're talking about the New Age Outlaws.
New Age Outlaws. Yeah. And that's my childhood.
Yeah, us too, man. Us too.
Yeah, never in a million years we thought like we'd win the WWE tag titles from that team.
Wow.
You know, because they used to tear it up with my dad in the rings back in the day. So it was real cool. But yeah, man, we hit that Superfly Splash on them. And in front of a hot crowd, and 1-2-3 them, man. You know, first
this
time.
This is Jimmy Superfly Snuka Splash, right?
Yeah, homage to the great Superfly, you know.
But to have those guys standing across the ring from us, you know, before the bell even rings, it's a bit intimidating, man. Because, you know, once again, we're talking about the New Age Outlaw standing across the ring from us. So it was an honor, man. It was a really good thing.
Talk about watching Road Dogg and Billy Gunn growing up.
Oh, those two were, if you wanted to watch entertainment, it was them. They was what every tag team wanted to be. You know, they had great chemistry. They was entertaining. They was a charismatic, man. And they were it. They were it at the time.
Being out there and watching Road Dogg do his thing on the microphone, it's nuts. It's crazy.
Oh, yes. Even non-wrestling fans have been in a sports arena and heard, oh, you didn't know.
Yeah, right? We're in there like saying it with them in our heads.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, they had the backing of DX. I remember them riding up to, what is it, the Turner Broadcasting Buildings in Atlanta, doing all those antics with Triple H and Shawn Michaels and X-Pac and China. That was great.
Those
were the days. But there's new days. Talk about what went through your mind when you pinned the Outlaws.
Well, I guess to start off, our family comes from a big wrestling background. So a bunch of tag team champions in our family, and we finally get to be a part of that. And we get to, you know, so I think we're filling our shoes pretty good, you know. So it was one hell of a feeling, man, to become.
Real big shoes to fill, though.
Yeah, you know? Well, you've mentioned family a couple times, so let's go into that a little bit.
You can name them, man. I'm trying to help us out.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many. You need help naming them. And then I want to get into the show tonight, and you know, Road to WrestleMania and all that stuff. But let's go into the family since we mentioned that. So you guys are the sons of the wrestler known as Rikishi, right?
Yep. That's our dad, the newest Hall of Fame member, class of 2015.
When did he get inducted?
Night before WrestleMania.
This month? Yeah. Already, yeah.
Oh, that's right. They do it as part of the weekend.
Yep.
Sort of like the run-up to the Super Bowl, guys. WrestleMania does a big induction. Well, that's cool. Are you guys going to, I assume you'll be there?
We'll be inducting them, man. So we're pretty excited and nervous and, you know, pretty stoked about our father being
the whole family's coming, by the way, so.
Oh, nice. Do you all be sitting in a row?
Yeah. We're going to be
Probably a couple rows.
You'll need some room. Yeah, you guys are big. You guys are all big boys.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about memories of your father. I mean, I remember him with, what was it, Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexy. Was it Grandmaster Sexy?
Grandmaster Sexy.
Yeah. Too cool.
Yeah. Too cool, man. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much all by itself because here's this guy who's 400 plus pounds, bleach blonde hair, huge butt, and can bust a move, man. So,
that was his moneymaker.
Yeah, man.
Doing those dances in the middle of the ring.
Plus, you got two sidekicks with him who can also like are his side buddies that are like, you know, they made a great team. It was really entertaining watching.
Our mom, the one that taught him how to dance.
Really,
that's a true story too.
Really,
yep.
Shout out to the mama.
Yeah, she was like, hey, if you really look at it, the whole dance is the electric slide.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, And my mom was like, just do the electric slide. Hell, we've been doing it since high school. I'm like, all right.
That goes back
to the electric slide.
But the thing about your dad, too, was he was, you know, it wasn't just, oh, big guy, gimmick, shake the butt, do the dance. He was a risk taker, too. I mean, I remember him falling off the top of a Hell in a Cell one time into a truck. Back of a truck.
Undertaker, chokeslam.
Chokeslam, yep. Yeah.
He also jumped off the cage. He hit the splash on Val Venus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, my dad's nuts.
How's he doing now? Is he doing all right?
He's doing real good.
What's he up to lately?
Man, he has a wrestling school out in L.A. He moved from Vegas to L.A. so we can be out there full time. And, I mean, his school's doing really good. A couple other guys are from his school. Rusev's from my dad's school. Mm-hmm. Ricardo Rodriguez was from there, you know. So yeah. My dad's doing real good out there, man.
That's good to hear. Yeah. That is, you know, some post career. You never know what's going to happen, but that's nice. He's doing well.
Yeah.
You guys are all just moving through the family tree. Man, you guys are also nephews of the Tonga Kid.
Yeah,
and
Tonga Kid,
the late Umaga.
Late Umaga, Alpha and Sika. Mm-hmm. Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is on
cousins
there.
Cousins of Roman Reigns, The Rock, and Yokozuna.
Yeah, Manu, Samu.
Jeez.
Those are big shoes to fill, but you guys are doing it.
We're doing it, man.
You're doing it. So, I mean, all the you mentioned The Rock and Yokozuna. I mean, these guys have WrestleMania memories we all have with them there. That's what we're on right now. We're on the road there right now.
We're on the road to WrestleMania right now, brother.
It's later this month, right? What day?
Yeah,
March,
on the 29th, man.
March 29th.
Let's do it.
So how are you guys factoring in this year? We have SmackDown tonight here in D.C. I know anything could happen during the show, but what can we expect tonight, do you know?
That's why you got to come.
Man, but yeah, if you've never been to a WWE event before, man, it's there's no show like what we do. It's entertaining. It's sports. It's athleticism, drama, all in one big show, man. So it's family friendly. So bring everybody, man. It's gonna be a blast.
Showtime starts at 7, man. Verizon Center, right?
Get there early.
Yeah, let's go, man. Bring come on, let's get. We're so crazy out there. Let's go.
Exactly. Have you guys ever the two of you specifically played at Verizon Center?
Yeah, we've been to Verizon Center a couple times, man. Right? The only thing here is just cold. We're from Florida, but you know, it's just cold here.
Oh yeah, it definitely is cold.
Yeah.
Well, but you won the titles in Chicago, so maybe the cold weather helps you guys out.
I hope it did. If that's the case, it need to be cold everywhere we go.
Now you guys lost the titles recently, right? How'd that go down?
We did.
I don't want to bring up a touchy subject. There's always
we
to
lost.
Get back.
Yeah, man. What, man? I thought we liked each other. What's
going
on?
Oh, great. They're
going
to come across the
desk. Oh, yeah. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Yeah. We lost it at Fastlane, right?
Yeah.
Fastlane.
They're a strong tag team, up-and-coming tag team, too. So those guys got some steam behind them, man.
Yeah, we're going to get it back, though.
You're going to get it back? Yeah. Would you say they're your biggest rivals, or is there anyone else?
I think since the Wyatts, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we used to tear it up with the Wyatts. Like, we used to go to war with them, with those guys. But I feel like this next, I mean, we had Miz Dow and The Miz, which we got the title, won the titles back from them. And now this team, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, I feel like they're the ones, you know, to bring that.
Are they the real deal?
Yeah, they're very good, man. They're very, very good.
Are you guys plotting to get them back? How are you going to get them back?
We're always plotting to get them back.
Yeah. See, this time we got a different approach because now we have two women that are with Natty and my brother's wife, Naomi. So
nice.
Yeah, plus if it's cold. We need it to be cold. Remember that.
Exactly. See? Maybe
the cold weather helped us win the titles, like you said earlier.
This is breaking news on WTOP. I'm saying you guys never put this together, but think about it. It's the cold weather.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
we'll
gotta,
see.
Well, tonight's tonight then, right? That's why you got to come to SmackDown.
Come tonight. You might get them back, and then they might be champs going into WrestleMania. You never know.
Oh, yeah. Sounds
but,
good.
I was telling these guys on the way up, I'm also a twin, and these guys are twins here. And so it's
you didn't,
nice
you didn't tell
Bella
us if you was the oldest or the youngest.
Oh, I'm the youngest. I'm 26 minutes younger. We're fraternal.
God. Did you miss that whole conversation?
Yeah. No, he said 26 minutes, but he never said
26 minutes and he was younger.
Well,
he missed the whole conversation.
He was coming in here into the glass and closed nerve center.
Yeah,
he was
man.
All nervous. You know,
yeah, he's nervous.
I was half asleep still.
No, it's okay. No, but it's nice to see fellow twins rocking it. And is it cool to be able to go on the road now as a tag team? Because if you guys were solo, you guys would probably be split off. One might be doing Raw, one doing SmackDown.
Sure,
but what's it like being able to tour together?
Oh, it's
he helps me drive.
One hand on each. Yeah.
No, it's cool, man.
Our dad told us that he did it for 20 years by himself. And the luxury that we have is we get to experience all this traveling the world in these different cities and meeting people together.
Like, I love you, man.
The sibling love is starting to get a little sickening in here. No, I'm just kidding.
It's bittersweet, though. Like, you know, because we, you know, your brothers, you know, your twins, you get into it. He knows how to push your buttons. He knows what to say, what to do. And it gets like that because we're on a roll with each other 24/7, man. But it's cool, man.
Fight like brothers, too.
You know what I'm saying?
But there's always the love there. But
there is.
They know how to push buttons.
See, they don't understand is when twins fight, we can fight like, you know this.
Oh, yeah.
And then go to lunch right after.
And the next second, we're good.
Exactly. Where you want to go eat at, man? Sorry about your eye. Where you want to go eat?
Exactly. Thanks for, you know, punching me in the back. Now, let's go
hit me right in my face.
I don't think no one will understand that.
Hammer turkey, bro.
Exactly. If you're not a twin, it's something. Listen, guys, if you're not a twin, you don't quite get it. But what was it like as kids watching your dad? You're watching your uncles, cousins. You know, you guys, you know, tumbling around on the living room floor practicing your moves.
Man, we broke all the coffee tables.
Yeah, we have two younger brothers, too. So it was actually four of us growing up. So, it was hell.
Holes in the walls.
Holes in the
But, like, watching our dad on TV, like, we didn't watch him as a wrestler. We just, hey, you want to watch dad?
Yeah.
But then, like,
take your child to work day is a little different.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Well, like, when pops will come pick us up from school or whatever, and then all the kids be, oh, you know, especially with the, I'd say we got it bad in high school when he just started the Rikishi with the blonde hair because that's when my dad's character was rising.
Yeah, took off, yeah.
So. Especially when he ran over Stone Cold, man. We was getting
all kinds of crap in school.
That's right. He was the surprise driver.
I said, what are you talking about?
Triple H was the master. Oh, I forgot.
Your dad ran over Stone Cold, man. Your dad ran him over.
Yes.
Yeah, man. We was like,
what you want to do?
Has Stone Cold ever come up to you guys? And we talked about that? Or have you smoothed it out since then?
Oh, we're good, man. We're good. Everybody's good.
Man, he actually said that he enjoys our work, man. He's a fan of ours, man. So that was real big coming from him.
I mean, he's a legend. Arguably one of the greatest ever. Do it, maybe. Where was this childhood of yours? Where did you guys grow up?
Pensacola, Florida. Yep, on the beach, man.
Are there still holes in all the walls down there?
No, we actually patched them up.
Oh, that's nice of you guys.
Yeah, so we had to. That's the least we can do. It's the least we can do, you know.
Patch it up. Do you fix the tables too?
We just bought. I think mom just learned to, you know, keep them because she's a grandmother now, so she just learned. She learned just to move them out the way. We just canceled the coffee tables.
Oh, what? Yeah, see? There you go.
We're learning.
They canceled
No one has coffee tables in their house no more, do they?
I think there's a reason for that.
Only grandmas do. Except ours.
True that.
Exactly. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. Glad you've patched the walls up. Hope we get them tag titles back, all right?
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
SmackDown tonight at the Verizon Center here in D.C. That's once again, it's Jimmy and Jey Uso, the tag team, the Usos on WTOP.